Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting second. The second baseman, Bucky Harris. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Rice. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Judge. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Howie Shanks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Frank Brouwer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Val Pisanik. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roger Peckinpah. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Walter Johnson. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Walter Johnson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. And now, play ball. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. Bluge moves to second. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bluge moves to third. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it and throws to home to get Bluge. Rice moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Howie Shanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shanks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan can't make a play. That's a base hit. Rice moves to third. Judge moves to second. Frank Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan hits a fly ball into left field. Shanks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Val Pisanik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanik hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walter Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ma still. The throw from Pisanek and he is safe. Ma still steals second. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy takes first base on ball four. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pisanek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bludge hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice bunts towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-1 in the game. Mulligan hits a line drive for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0-for-1 in the game. Judge hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howie Shanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shanks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shanks hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brouwer hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Shanks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning five, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Val Pisanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanek is 0 for 1 in the game. Pisanek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0 for 1 in the game. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson misplays the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Walter Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. The ball bounces off Johnson, and towards Collins, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Peckinpah moves to second. Two outs. Ossie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bluge hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Shealy bunts towards first. Judge fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Harris covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 1 in the game. Faber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schalk moves to second. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the mound. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0 for 2 in the game. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Howie Shanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 2 in the game. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Hooper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brouwer. Hooper reaches second base with a double. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ma still strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Howie Shanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shanks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shanks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson can't make a play. That's a base hit. Frank Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer is 0-for-2 in the game. Brouwer strikes out. One out. Val Pisanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanek is 0-for-2 in the game. Pisanek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson misplays the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Shanks moves to second. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0-for-2 in the game. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Shealy hits a fly ball into left field. Shanks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Walter Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bludge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-3 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Shanks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-3 in the game. Mulligan takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-3 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hooper hits a fly ball into right field. Brouwer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Judge bunts towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Rice moves to second. One out. Howie Shanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shanks is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Shanks strikes out. 2 outs. Frank Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer is 0 for 3 in the game. Brouwer hits a pop-up towards first. Sheely juggles the ball. That's an error on Sheely. Rice scores. That run is unearned. It's 1 to nothing, Senators. Val Pisanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanek is 0 for 3 in the game. Pisanek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brouwer moves to second. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0 for 3 in the game. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sheely hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 1, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.